This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Who's Talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 Ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together, we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888. Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon, Let Ginger Bear help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click gingerbearair.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hildrop Moving & Storage, Invictus Sales & Marketing, and James River Air. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 17, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, all you Wahoos and ACC fans. And wow, look at the AP poll. Cavaliers have jumped up to number 19 in the poll. It's been a long time. We must also commend the Hurricanes at Miami. They're 4-0. Somehow they hold on, I'm looking at the wrong month. I mean, the wrong week. Hold on. Where'd it go? Where's the new one?
Yeah, the new one.
I just gave it to one of you guys.
I got it right here. Miami is number two. They've dropped to three.
No, they're three.
They dropped to three.
Look at farther down. You see that Florida State has dropped way down. They're 18. That's
not right either. I think they're.
Where is the current one?
Miami. We said Miami. Georgia Tech 13. Virginia 19. Florida State 25.
Okay. So they're four. They're four in the poll. I think the SEC has nine teams. They used to have 10, but one of the teams dropped out. The Big Ten has six, Big 12 has four, and one independent in Notre Dame.
Well, the real story, as we discussed before we went on air, Penn State and Texas, both outside the top 25. Hard to believe. You know, those were two teams projected in the college playoff, and now it doesn't look like you're going to make it, Mr. Call. Dr. Call, who's to my left here.
How's it going,
Hold
guys?
On.
Only physically, of course, not politically, I hope.
I found the right piece of paper, thank goodness. Here's what's really crazy. Virginia's number 19 in the polls. Penn State is out of the poll. Texas, Nebraska, Southern Cal, Washington, and Auburn and Louisville are out of the poll. Think about that. That just seems impossible.
Well, you know, I think it's good for college football to not have the usual suspects every year at the top. You know, it's good to have a little Virginia in the mix here all of a sudden.
I think it brings up the NIL, doesn't it? It smells a lot like NIL.
Well, a little bit, but it's other things. It's some schools have been resistant to it. Other schools have mismanaged it. Texas A&M has climbed back up. They're number five this week. But you know what? It was a year and a half ago, they were in turmoil. They fired their coach. They paid him $60-some million to leave. Ouch.
Well, Penn State, you know, they had a tough loss to Oregon in overtime, and they were playing an 0-4 team, and they probably were a little flat. and weren't ready to play. And
that's
you
what
you got to be ready to play every Saturday. Is that right, Mr. Call?
You're not kidding, because anybody can take you down if you're not playing at your peak.
Particularly Mr. NIL himself, Nico Liamaleva.
It's easy for you to say.
He had a hell of a game. By the way, okay, who is he, Habo?
I have no idea.
He played at Tennessee. He had giant fights with the administration there over his deal. He kept trying to renegotiate it.
Oh, that's right.
They finally said they had enough, and they shipped him out. He's at UCLA. He's already gotten one coach fired at UCLA, but he just pulled off a huge upset.
Huge win.
And if you saw some of that game, it's crazy. Almost as crazy as the Wahoos winning.
Hey, let's talk about the Hoos. Back-to-back
overtime wins.
Terrific. Unbelievable. And
against
Bobby,
top 20 teams. Hey, yeah. When did that last?
As Bobby, we were talking before we went on air, Virginia probably, certainly offensively, didn't have their best game, but yet they found a way to win.
That's the mark of a good team. They found
Although I was
a
interested, they said, you know, obviously we had a scoop six and a pick six, and they flashed on the screen at one point in time. Virginia had two such plays in the last 53 games, and they had two in one game.
Yep. Scoop and score. Scoop and score.
Well, yeah. Part of that goes back to the quarterback. Miller Moss at UL, when he was under pressure, he still felt like he had to make a heroic play. If he'd eaten those balls instead of making that wild pitch.
Or thrown it out of bounds, whatever.
But the pass to Cam Robinson, go down.
Yeah.
That was like eighth grade football.
Well, that was a great replay where the defender's hand was underneath and it allowed the play to be active. So,
all right. We have a great guest on the line, someone who is enjoying the last 2 weeks probably as much as anyone, if not more. Our good friend, Paul Collins. Paul, how are you, sir?
Good, guys. It's always better after a win, right?
How about big wins?
Big wins.
They didn't beat the Little Sisters of the Poor. They beat the number 18 Florida State Seminoles, and then they consolidated it by beating a good Louisville team that was 4-0. And by the way, in the last, 5 years, they've been beating us by 3 or 4 points in those games.
A good Louisville team and beat them on the road. That's even more impressive.
Quarterback, and as much as I complain about the NIL, it was effectively used to build our team this year.
Well, and you know what's funny? I might ask you this, and we weren't planning to go here, but I think this is a great thing to touch on. Paul, you played offensive line back in the day. And you surely remember how hard George Welsh worked to build his O-lines with the help of Tom O'Brien.
He did.
That was the whole thing. If he didn't have a good offensive line, I think George would kick the dog and rant and rave. But
he wanted two rotations. We clearly had two deep pretty much at every position on the line.
And we clearly need that now. We got a lot of injuries on the offensive line.
We do. We got to have them back after the bye week. I mean, let's face it. I mean, the ceiling for this team is pretty crazy. I mean, they're going to be favorites or a push for the rest of the season. So you got a couple, you know, Duke's going to be tough. I mean, God, imagine that guy saying Duke's going to be tough. It just makes my skin crawl. But, you know, other than Duke, we don't play Georgia Tech, right? We don't play Clemson. We don't play Miami.
I wish we were playing Clemson.
It figures.
Yep. Although they look better Saturday, but clearly North Carolina's not very good.
North Carolina.
The Belichick experiment has gone down the drain. Mm.
It's interesting to see who's top of the ACC now. People that generally haven't been there, Georgia Tech, Duke.
Certainly not in a long time.
UVA, yeah.
I mean, it's
refreshing.
It's a giant shift. And you know what? You know, if you look at the rest of the schedule, I think I broke it down in the newsletter. There are three teams that I think are the most dangerous opponents. And did you agree with the teams that I picked in the newsletter, Paul?
Give me those three again real quick. I don't remember that.
All right, hold on. It was near the end. Looking for them. So I think what I said. Okay, here it is. So Washington State is next. I'm not terrified of Washington State coming all the way across the country.
No, it's going to be a hard road trip.
Well, they played very badly against San Jose State, whoever they are, and then they lost this past weekend to Duke, and Duke had to travel all the way from Durham all the way out to Southern California. All right, looking here beyond that, you got Duke away. That's going to be a tough game in Durham.
It is,
I think. Obviously, the ghosts of Halloween Pass still resonate with the Hokies coming to Charlottesville, and the way their season's going, the only game that's going to matter to them is the last one.
They're going to want to win that game badly.
They're going to play. They're going to play.
Yeah, they could be. They could be in total disarray, though, too, guys.
I tell you, I don't know if you've
included
it.
30 days for the coaching. You still got 2 more weeks, I think, before those players come into the portal. They lose another game.
Yep.
I'm not going to be shocked to see half their team dump into the portal.
Wake Forest, Wake Forest?
That's the other team I'm concerned about, because I thought Wake Forest played a pretty good road game in Blacksburg.
They did, and by all rights, they should have beaten Georgia Tech. They had a terrible call at the end of that game the week before.
They were a little unlucky there.
Yeah.
But their quarterback also is kind of flaky. I think he's a quarterback.
Yeah,
well, the advantage there, we're playing them at home, and we're playing much better at home this year.
Well, everybody plays better at home.
Well,
we are.
That's been one of Tony Elliott's problems up till now. His home record wasn't as good as it needed to be. But clearly, we're doing extremely well at Scott Stadium.
The truth is, his home record wasn't any better. So,
well, but of course, his players are better this year too. That helps.
And we'll have more
again,
fans.
You guys, you know, you've heard since as long as I've been on the show. You know, football is players, it's coaching, it's the athletic administration, and it's the school support.
Yep.
And right, wrong, or different, guys, we have not had all four of those on the same page for quite a while, and we've apparently pulled that together. Players were not blocked in transfers. Tony's got a talented roster, so. You're seeing, in my opinion, you're seeing the positive impacts of everybody getting on the same page. So whoever did that behind the scenes and pulled all those different platforms together, egos together, job well done, and you're seeing the results on the field. You got 50,000 people in the stands on Friday night. I think it was the most watched Friday night game. I believe they said 6.6 million people. So you're getting a lot of positive press. So listen, a lot of momentum going. My personal belief is with that quarterback, with Morris, as long as he stays healthy, man, he's a dog.
He
takes his personality.
He gives Virginia a fighting chance.
Yep.
So let's look at the offensive line. Virginia lost a tight end. I consider tight ends half an offensive lineman. They lost Dakota Twitty on the second play of the game. We don't know his injury, but I suspect it's either a broken leg or a knee injury, because he had to be carted off.
I think they said dislocated ankle.
Dislocated ankle. That's even stranger.
That's a season ender, I would think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That turf looked terrible, by the way. It looked like old Scott Stadium.
Yeah, we had guys slipping all over the place.
It was more than slippage. There was debris popping up off the surface, like old pieces of rubber, you know?
Oh, is it one of those surfaces that has rubber composition or something?
They haven't spent any money on that field in a long time. Mikhail Boley went out in the second quarter of the left tackle. See,
what did he go out with, by the way? They never said.
They never announced. I never saw the play. I think he managed to get off the field without really being noticed by anybody, but he didn't go back in either. So Josie is the only offensive lineman, left guard, who has stayed healthy. Now, personally, I think Virginia has a lot of trouble, sadly, if Ben York, number 72, has to play left tackle. Because if you noticed in the game, Virginia was not able to go left the entire second half on offense.
Yeah, well, he was a right tackle that they moved to left. Listen, I did that. I moved from right to left. And it's not as easy as it sounds. So I don't know how many reps he got at left tackle. I'm assuming he got plenty of reps knowing that he was number two if Boley went down. But
well, see, John Adair was listed on the 2D in recent weeks as the backup at left tackle, and he's a freshman. So you never want to put a first-year player in the fire like that. Now, looking at the other players, right tackle Whitmer is playing there because Wallace Unamba has been out for 3 weeks. They say Unamba will be back for Washington State.
What about Brady Wilson? How long is he going to be out?
They also say Brady Wilson, if they had to play this coming weekend, and they don't because they have the bye, that he would be available.
So he should be ready to go in a couple of weeks.
So that's a good thing. Now, Kevin Wiginton has played pretty well at right guard for Drake Metcalf, who's been playing center. Now, if Wilson comes back, Metcalf goes back to guard, and then hopefully Wallace Unamba will be able to play at right tackle. I'm worried now about left tackle because there are no natural left tackles behind Boley.
Well, Morris is a right-handed quarterback, so that's his blind side, so you got to worry about that.
Well, it's a concern. What do you think, big guy?
Well, I mean, listen, they've got an opportunity to do something really, really special, but that is going to be predicated upon having the bodies up front. So that offense was definitely not clicking on Saturday. It was a combination of missed tackles, I mean, missed blocks, and then, let's face it, you know, Morris didn't have one of his better games either. He was off.
Well, I think he was nervous. Honestly.
He might have been.
I think he knew who wasn't in the game blocking for him.
He might have been. You're right.
And some of those throws looked really, like, panicky would be a good word.
What do quarterbacks call that? Happy feet?
He didn't even have the feet. Yeah. His feet were fine. His arm was not. Now, I will say this. He hurt his right hand on the scramble
against Florida State.
But then, in the overtime period on Saturday night, he hurt his left hand on that mad dash to the left corner where he got hit by those three DBs. And let me tell you something. Virginia has a history of guys getting hurt, getting hit by the DBs from Louisville. Can you say Perry Ellis? Or Percy.
Yeah, and he just looked, you know, Morris is 6 feet, 192, so he's not a huge quarterback. Some of these quarterbacks anymore are 6'5", 235.
Well, he sells out.
Something like that, he's going to have to learn how to slide. I mean, I get what he was trying to do. He wanted to end the game.
But. Hey, Paul, Bob Call here. You know, how much of a choreography is that offensive line? You know, is it hard to just move one player in and out? I mean, it's such a group effort of knowing where each other is, right?
You know, listen. I mean, back in my day, you know, we had ones and twos, and but you were, you know, you had a left tackle, you had a backup left tackle, you had a, you know, I occasionally moved around. I went from right to left. It's a lot better when the guy's getting the same reps in practice, right? So a Boley goes out, and you have a legitimate number two left tackle that's getting reps in practice. You know, moving the kid over from right tackle to left tackle in the middle of the game, listen, it's not ideal.
And by the way,
your hand set's different, your feet set's different. I mean, there are things.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ben York is the fifth right tackle. Mm. And moving him to left tackle was almost a fiasco.
Act of desperation.
They ran the ball to the right for the entire second half. They never really ran it left. Now, one player that emerged real quickly, we're stretching this little segment here, John Rogers, the young man from Episcopal High School, played brilliantly at tight end, and he caught a pass, a little gimmicky,
a little knuckleballer.
Yeah, it was a little rollout where Rogers was sort of half blocking, then he released, and then Morris just dumped it right over the heads of those defenders, and he ran it all the way down inside the 10.
And that was in the overtime, right?
Yes, yeah. That may have been.
That was a big play, play.
Yeah. That might have been the play of the game because all of a sudden Virginia was threatening to score, and there's no way the other team's defense was ready for that.
Well, I'm not a football guy, but I know coaches love second and short.
Yeah.
And that's what that play resulted in.
All right, we got to leave it there. Paul, I know you've been very excited down at the river watching these games. We got to get you back in town so you can hang with us and eat some chicken.
Hey, we're all going to Charlotte for the title game. Is that right, Paul?
We're going to the title game?
Right on. I'll be there with you guys.
All right. Paul, thank you so much. Have a great night.
All right, we're going to come back. We got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report with our friend Jody Smith, and we got a lot of injuries to discuss, so stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together, we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888. The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org. This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study. Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James River Air help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click jamesriverair.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is friend and family head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment two tonight. Kind of exciting, you know. Virginia, it's been a long time since they've been in the top 20.
We're feeling kind of laid back here. We should be pumped up here. This is a heck of a football team.
We're on two
terrific wins back-to-back. Overtime wins.
Doesn't get any more exciting than that.
No. Well, I think we're plenty pumped up. That's not the problem. The problem is Virginia, with this bye week, I hope there's not too much looking ahead going on. I worry about that.
Well, you worry about that, but the bye week, from an injury standpoint, clearly has come at a good time.
Well,
we got to get some people healthy.
It was a necessity. I don't think we should go into all the injuries until we hear from Jody Smith. He might be tied up right now, but I can tell you they've got to have Brady Wilson back at center so that Metcalf can move back to guard. Also, Wallace Unamba, who really technically is the third right offensive tackle. The other two are out for the year with bad injuries. Unamba would help a lot at right tackle. I don't know what they're going to do if Boley is hurt. That is a real concern. I'm concerned for Dakota Twitty. He got hurt on the second play of the game, and someone reported to the gang here that it was a dislocated ankle. That is a freakish play, by the way. That does not happen very often.
Yeah, but that's got to be the end of the year for him.
Well, we don't know that, but we do know this.
If it's true that that's what happened.
Hobbo, you've never had one. I'm telling you, you don't know today with medicine today. But the terrifying thing is how much that must have hurt. Because I've had a dislocated elbow. And let me tell you something. You can't do anything. You are functionless. You're at the mercy of high blood pressure and some people trying to strap you to a board, which, by the way, is no fun. All right. Looking at the upcoming schedule, Hobbo.
The mighty Washington State Cougars coming to town. I should have looked up. I don't. What is their record?
They're 4-2.
They're 4-2.
Yep.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, what's the old line? Respect all, fear none. So you got to be ready to play.
Absolutely. And luckily, hopefully we'll get some of those injured people back.
Yes.
Yeah, injured people back. 6:30 kickoff on Saturday, the 18th of October. Hopefully we'll have another great crowd at Scott Stadium.
And then, by the way, Virginia will travel the following week at UNC. A very important game. Virginia must take advantage of the down year that the Tar Heels are having.
Yeah.
This isn't something that can be negotiated. This is one of those games where the coaches tell the players, we must win this game.
Well, I mean, it's still a rival game. It's a road game. So, you know, I mean, as a good coach, you only worry about the next game. You don't worry about the one after that. But certainly Carolina, that's a winnable game. And I think Paul Collins was saying, you look at the rest of the schedule, every game on the schedule is a winnable game potentially.
Oh, sure.
You know what I look forward to is seeing how these players that came in on the NIL, I mean, they are just very secure. They're, you know, I think they're almost semi-professional.
Well, they're
sense.
They're older. They're
yeah,
almost all
exactly.
They're almost all fifth-year players.
Yeah, I think so, that's going to be helpful as far as maintaining the momentum. You know, playing their best. Don't let down.
Well, you should have leadership. You have experienced guys who have been there before, particularly in close games. Maybe that's what showed up in these two overtime games. You know, maintaining your poise and maturity and all that. Back to Carolina. One thing was interesting. I think Carolina was down like 28-3 in the first quarter. It looked like a fire drill at Keenan Stadium. That place emptied out.
Emptied out. Well, they're going through somewhat of an identity crisis. They went out and they took a big chance by hiring a 73-year-old coach, Hall of Famer, you know, incredible record in Super Bowls, et cetera.
But apparently a three-year guarantee, so to buy him out cost them $20 million, so he's probably going to be there for a while.
Plus, he's got his son is one of the coordinators.
And that's been a little controversial down there. Some people don't like that.
And then you throw in the Jordan Hudson thing.
The fiancé.
Well, you know, the other thing.
They got engaged.
Really? Where did you see that?
I heard that, too. Yeah. But, you know, he's got assistant coaches that are all NFL people, right?
So he's the GM.
He's coaching college kids, 18-year-olds.
Just an opinion on that. So, what is the difference? See, I would think there's a difference. You know, some people say football's football. Is there a difference coaching college and pro?
I think so, because you look at the professionals. They're professional. They're up every game. The college guys, you know, there's a lot going on, emotionally and otherwise. So, and they don't know each other as well, so I think it's tougher to have the
Will
NFL guys.
Will it be different
guys
now that the college kids are getting paid?
They're almost professional.
Yeah.
So look, let's look at all the players that Virginia brought in very quickly with the NIL money. Defensive end number 14, Fisher Kamak. He snuffed out that screen pass because he's 6'7" and has arms like a 7-footer. He jumped up, knocked that ball down. We know what number 6 Kazeem Moore has been giving him, a good pass rush. The middle of the D line has been pretty consistent. Those are all Wahoo veterans.
Well, the one guy isn't the Melton from Ohio State.
That's my next guy. So Melton, they got from Ohio State, has got a ring. And I talked to Melton down there in Charlotte during the ACC kickoff. Let me tell you something. He's very calm. But you notice what he's been doing lately. He is getting to the quarterback.
Yeah. He had a good game Saturday.
And you know what? He came within a hair of making an interception at the 8-yard line. If Virginia had gotten that ball, the game would have ended in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. Remember, that quarterback panicked and threw another ball that was ill-advised. He jumped up in the air, and he almost, as number 17, he jumped, had both hands on it, and he should have had it.
Yeah, that's why he plays defense and not as a receiver.
Hobo, you're so predictable. All right. Cam Robinson had a great game. He's getting healthier. A lot of tackles. He was named one of the ACC
Player of the
Players
week.
Of the Week,
yep.
As was Mitchell Melton. And Virginia's punter.
Backup punter.
Yeah, Elijah Slybeck. That's right.
Slybeck.
Had a 71-yarder.
Well, you know what? He's proving to be an interesting find. I guarantee you Sparks shows up for this next game.
Well, the good news about Slybeck, he's a sophomore, so he's your punter in waiting next year, you would think.
Well, I do think Daniel Sparks is getting tired of that kid getting comfortable in his role and winning accolades. All right, we got to go to break. Come back on the other side. We will have none other than our good friend Bob Call sitting right here, right now, and we're going to talk about all the good things that are happening for Virginia. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond,
You're more than a customer. You're part of Air Family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447. You don't succeed in life by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
Whether it's moving to a new home or office, optimizing your logistics, or managing your workplace, trust Hildrip.
Schedule your free appointment online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip. A world in motion. Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 17 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, Who's Talking is back. And Born to Run, one of our classics, which we all fell in love with in the 70s. Looking at the ACC and the race to get to Charlotte in December for the ACC title.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Game. We know that Miami is probably going to be there on one side of the bracket, and Virginia, Duke, SMU, who else?
Georgia Tech.
Yep. Are the four that are fighting to get that other slot. So, Habo, look at
and,
it.
And, you know, as I said, next, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, Duke plays Georgia Tech, so somebody's going to lose that week. Looks like the rest of Duke's schedule. They have to play Clemson on the road. Clemson's starting to look like Clemson again after some early hiccups. Looking at Georgia Tech, obviously they've got Duke. Man, Georgia Tech's schedule looks pretty attractive the rest of the way. They got Duke, Syracuse, NC State, BC, and Pitt. So maybe other than their game against Georgia Tech, Pitt may be the toughest game they have, but it looks like they play them at home. So Georgia Tech, you know, it may be what we talked about earlier, that blown call against Wake Forest may end up really helping Georgia Tech down the road because they should have lost that game.
Well,
Wake would have been able to run out the clock.
Most likely.
Yeah.
You know, it says here CBS Sports makes an interesting scenario here where in the college football playoff, Miami, Georgia Tech, and Virginia all could finish without a loss in ACC play. Then it comes down to tiebreakers. What would happen? Which is fascinating. I think they're assuming that Duke can't possibly beat Clemson and Virginia, and there was one more.
They have to play Georgia Tech, so you know,
right?
Somebody's and they also play us. So
that's the three.
So there are going to be some losses
for
somebody.
Clemson, Georgia Tech, and Virginia. One or two of those teams are going to beat Duke, but Duke is still a good team this year.
Duke's very good, and, you know, the interesting thing, and I don't know how the tiebreaker works. I guess it's you look at the stand. If you don't play each other, you look at the standings and who you beat at the top level of the standings, and Georgia Tech, they don't play Miami either. So,
look at the games, who they both play the same team and how each team does, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think the win over Florida State and Louisville, I mean, if Florida State and Louisville play well the rest of the year, that could certainly help Virginia in a tiebreaker situation.
But, absolutely, yeah.
You know, that's down the road. Let's just get there and hope we have to worry about a tiebreaker.
Well, there very well may be one involved. That's the point they're making.
Well, yeah, particularly when you got 17 schools, you're going to be a lot of teams in the league you don't play every year.
Simple solution: win the rest of your games.
Yeah, and let the take. That's why the man went to med school. That's the reason he went to med school. He's very bright.
Keep it simple. Simple.
Listen, he stopped at a bar on the way over here and had a cocktail.
Well, nothing wrong with that. It was 5 o'clock.
Look somewhere.
Look, let's look at some of the bowl game projections. I think these are interesting. Virginia has been mentioned for the Gator Bowl already. Duke has been mentioned, believe it or not, with the Pinstripe Bowl versus Maryland. That would be a good game, but I think Duke is better than that. I don't know what the Game Above Sports Bowl is. like to go to the Boca Raton Bowl, even though I don't know those teams. All right. Trying to find.
Now, do we still have a relationship with the Orange Bowl? So,
yes.
So that Virginia, I would think, would be in contention for that.
But that's one of the college football playoff bowls.
Oh.
Yes. Come on, Jim.
So they don't still have an Orange Bowl? The Orange Bowl is part of the playoffs?
You're missing my point. Oh. It's part of the college football playoff.
Okay.
The Cotton Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Sugar Bowl. All right. UVA is being matched up, according to CBS Sports, most likely in the Duke's Mayo Bowl down, that's down in Charlotte, and they would play Mississippi State. I think that's worst case scenario. I think Virginia is shooting higher, but they've got to get healthy, right, Bobby?
Absolutely.
Yep. Got to get healthy. I've seen them mentioned in conjunction with the Gator. So what do the polls mean? What do these big ESPN games mean? I think something that's somewhat unprecedented has happened. And it finally, something has worked in Virginia's favor as compared to the last 3, 4, 5 years. And that is, Virginia has played well against big-time opponents on ESPN and ESPN2 in front of big audiences. That Friday night game against Florida State, there were no other games that night. There might have been one other game.
It's the only game in town.
And so the whole nation tuned in, and they stayed watching because the game was tied at halftime. It was tied in the third quarter. Tied at the end of regulation, and then Virginia won in.
But you're right. I mean, Bobby, you can speak to this too. Virginia football is all of a sudden being presented in a very favorable light.
They are, and they're interesting. It's building a lot of confidence in the team. I think what Tony Elliott talked about it. His players feel like, hey, we can win these games, all of them. So I think that goes a long way in, as far as winning when you have that kind of confidence.
You know, winning cures all ills. You know?
It does. And, you know, I think their play selection, some of the play designs are amazing. Like the touchdown run. They had four
in
offensive
overtime,
linemen in the
about,
right
you're
side.
You're talking about overtime,
in overtime, right?
Okay.
The four offensive linemen on the right side and a tight end in the backfield, and they just cleaned house. And the way the quarterback rolled left, threw his hands up, drew the free safety over.
You know, we have occasionally been critical, but the consistency, both the offensive and defensive coordinator have been with Coach Elliott the whole time.
I think you're right. We've looked at the play selection and just went through our hands up in years past. Now they actually have truly designed some plays that put them, you know,
and, you know, we talk about recruiting, but it's amazing to me, and everybody worries about the 4- and 5-star recruits, but Jamari Taylor doesn't even get recruited by a Division I school. And
Coming
out of high school, but look at the kind of year he's having. I mean,
he's had a huge impact on Virginia, almost as important as Chandler Morris.
Yeah.
The two of them have inspired the whole team. Now, look, ESPN has some interesting things in terms of projecting where Virginia could end up. So I know they're one of the ones that they think that Virginia could end up in the Gator Bowl, and I'd be happy with that.
You'd probably go.
You know, one of the other interesting things is when, you know, you've got a great university, and that attracts the top players from, let's say, you know, Yale, Harvard, these guys, Stanford.
People like you that want to be a doctor eventually.
Bingo. Or, you know, in the courts.
You know, and I always find this interesting. I went back to the preseason media poll. Virginia was picked 14th in the ACC, just out of, you know, kind of interesting.
Okay, the other bowl that I could not remember was the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Oh, I love Pop-Tarts.
And I know you do.
I bet you, but Bobby Kennedy
obvious.
Probably has outlawed those by now, though.
No,
you can't get a Pop-Tart anymore.
He's working on it. But here's the other thing. That game is played in Orlando at the Camping World Stadium, and they're projecting that Virginia would play TCU. That would be a great game.
That'd be a great game.
The writer is last name is Bonagura. The other writer is the one that his name is Schlabach. Has Virginia playing South Carolina again in the Gator Bowl? That's down in Jacksonville at the Everbank Stadium. They all get renamed these days.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Both those bowls would be a home run for the Cavaliers. So.
Well, the point is,
it would be a beamer.
Right? You know, hopefully 2 weeks from now we'll be bowl eligible. But our ambitions are far greater than that. You know, I'm still thinking college football playoff myself.
Well, there's a chance.
You know, if you can get to the title game, you've got a shot.
Hey, the players are thinking that.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to this week's ACC schedule. Even though the Cavs have a bye week, as does Miami, Syracuse, UNC, Louisville, Duke, and Cal. How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 ACC schools are off this week. Clemson is at Boston College. Clemson's favored by 14.5. Pitt is at number 25, FSU.
It could be an interesting game. FSU clearly needs to get back on track, but Pitt's been playing pretty well at times.
FSU covers in that game. VPI at number 13, Georgia Tech, 14.5. VPI will not go down without a fight. I predict a close game, and Georgia Tech will have a hard time protecting that margin.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but it would actually help us for Virginia Tech to win that game.
Well, No. It would help us if they made it close.
Well, we need to get Georgia Tech with a loss.
But you need more teams advancing, right? NC State at Notre Dame. Notre Dame is favored by 21.5. Who cares? Stanford at SMU. This is an interesting game. SMU is favored by 19.5. Wake Forest is at Oregon State, so they're going all the way out to the other coast. Oregon State is one of two teams that still remain in the old Pac-12.
Yeah, Oregon State and Washington State are desperate for games. That's why they're playing ACC schools.
But you know what? They got a lot of money because all the exit fees from all those schools like USC and UCLA and Oregon and Washington, all that money went to those two schools.
Yeah.
You know that? That's a fact check. All right. With that said, I'm gonna say this. I think Virginia is in a marvelous position to get healthy. And they've got to get healthy. They need to get players back. I think they need at least 5 to 7 of the players that are on IR to return. All right, the music means we have 30 seconds.
No, the training staff may be the most important people this week, getting everybody back, along with the medical
community.
Why don't you go over and help them out a little bit?
Come on, let's
do it. All right, we're going to go to break. We come back, we got the Olympic news, and we'll just finish and summarize a whole lot of stuff. You're listening to Who's Talking. We'll be right back.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildreth is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildreth.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildreth.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildreth, a world in motion.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo. Who fan, TheSaber.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fran Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James Rivera help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click jamesriverair.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Well, the University of Virginia is definitely trying to break through to the other side, and they're climbing the polls in rapid fashion. Now they're number 19. Just a couple of weeks ago, they were not even getting votes, which shows you how blind some people could be, because anybody that had been watching this team in the early part of the season, even in the road loss in Raleigh, you had to see that there was something different.
Yeah.
Team was putting up epic yardage. Scoring
well, as you opened the show, two huge wins the last couple of weeks against good football teams.
Yeah, great team, undefeated teams.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to talk about the
just real quick Olympic news. Yes. We should mention women's soccer, a nice win over Virginia Tech. We always want to reference Woo-hoo. That. And as Frank said, we're ahead in the Commonwealth Clash, a point and a half to a half a point. They beat Virginia Tech 2-1. They are ranked number one in the country, and they're undefeated. Field hockey is also undefeated. They are now ranked number two, I believe, and they beat Duke this past week. And men's soccer had a couple of good wins. They beat UW-Milwaukee, and they also had a good win over at NC State
State was the number two team in the nation. Now, Virginia is probably the only team in the country that has wins against the top two teams in the nation.
And fortunately, men have cracked the poll. Men's soccer is 16 this week, so they're in the top 20. And we mentioned earlier the three Cavaliers that got honored for Players of the Week.
Yep.
But this is the third straight week that Virginia's had three players honored. So it just shows you the progress of the football program.
Well, I don't think you can argue that. Let's talk about...
You wanted my player of the game, so you and Bobby debate it.
I want everybody... No, I want everybody to select a player of the game.
All right.
Because I think there's a compelling argument for about five or six guys.
Well, go first.
Who was yours?
Cam Robinson.
Okay.
Had a bunch of tackles, had that key interception, the pick six. So I think, speaking of getting healthy, his getting healthy in the last couple of weeks has really made a big difference on the defense. Bobby Call's defense.
Yeah, I think you have a good point there. It's almost worthwhile. And as opposed to Michael Melton, right? Mitchell Melton, who had a couple of sacks. He tipped a pass, kept the guy contained.
He dropped an INT inside the 10-yard line. That would have won the game right there. So I think it's hard to argue with either one of those guys. Who am I going to pick? I'm going to tell you, in a subpar passing performance, I thought the guts and moxie that Chandler Morris displayed at quarterback basically won the game. His run around the left side on that scramble against that pass rush, he took on three tacklers, and he did not back off on that hit. He ran as hard as he could.
No, he was trying to make the pylon. He didn't get there, but
he was 2 yards short, and he paid the price.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Every single player on that team remembers that play, and that will carry over to practices in these 2 weeks.
Well, that kid is a leader. There's no doubt about
that.
He's
a warrior. That's what Tony Elliott calls him, and he'll give it his all, and all the players respect that, especially the older ones.
He might end up becoming a coach one day. Yeah, you know what?
That's very possible.
He may not be big enough for the NFL. He's six feet and about 185, but he's a guy that displays not only, you know, guts during a game, and but he also shows a lot of savvy.
Moxie.
We talked earlier about his hand injury, but the thing that struck me in some of the early season games is how accurate he's throwing the football. The last game or two, maybe not so much. Do you think the hand injury is part of that?
It could influence it, you bet.
Where is Boyd Rawls when we need him?
I know.
Boyd, where are you? All right.
And where is Jody Smith? Jody must be working tonight, you know.
Maybe there's too many injuries.
I think Jody
Smith. We do have a doctor in the house.
I think what really happened.
We have a doctor in the house.
Jody Smith's really beautiful wife said, "We're going out to dinner." And he says, "Well, I'm not going to argue that." So yeah. I'm gonna make a prediction here. If Virginia can win five of the next six games, I think there's a very good chance they end up down in Charlotte. And they'll be playing in one of those bowl games we talked about, because you think about it, that would be, they'd be 10-2. There aren't many teams that end up with 10 W's at the end of the day, at the end of the season. And so I don't think they have to be perfect, but they can't have a bad game. They can't lose, like, you know, that loss that Penn State had. Wrecked Penn State season.
Now, it's interesting. Back in the day, your day, you only played 10 games. Now they're up to 12. But I'll do that for a homework assignment. How many 10-win seasons has Virginia had? It's probably not that many.
It's not many.
No.
And so I'm going to say the Cavs are going to go 5-1. All right. We've had a lot
Next
of fun.
Next week's show is who?
We have a great show lined up. John Copper, one of our contributors from the past, a very good linebacker who led the team in tackles for a couple of years.
And
we've invited three other people I can't declare yet, and Dr. Boyd Rawls. So go Hoos.
Yeah, we got a lot of hand injuries to talk about. Go
that's
Hoos.
It's all over.
Who's talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.